Okay, so that's we're starting off with Sim and Gimel, with Sim and Gimel and Kosher Mishpat. Let's start with the Gemara in Sanhedrin, I think. Let's start with the where it all begins. So what we're dealing with, I guess, is this din of Shlosha. How many people and what qualifications do they need to have to constitute a Beis Din? Both Midoraisa and Midrabonin. And then we've got the Mishnah that says Dine Momonos Bishlosha, Gzelus Vechabolos Bishlosha. You need three people for Dine Momonos, you need three people for Gzelus Vechabolos. And the Gemara says then at the beginning, Beis and Beis, Atu Gzelus Vechabolos Lav Dine Momonos Ninu. Why does it have to say it twice? Dine Momonos includes Gzelus Vechabolos. Omer Rabbi Abo, Mahin Ketan. So Rabbi Avol says the Mishnah is it's a mahen, where the Mishnah gives a general principle of momenus, and then narrows it down to chabolus. Mahen dine momenus, this dine momenus that needs three people. Which dine momenus is that? Gzelus v'chabolus. Aval hoidos v'avos loy. But there's another section of dine momenus, that is hoidos v'avos, that doesn't need that same requirement. Utsrichen, we have to put it that way. Itana dinem omnes habam in the dapirudos barvos. Tana gzelus bechabos. If it would just have said dinem omnes, I would have thought that hodos barvos also needs three. So it says, no, dapir gzelus bechabos needs three. So then just say gzelus bechabos. Itana gzelus bechabos. Velektani dinem omnes habam in the huadim dapirudos barvos. By ditani gzelus bechabos, mishum deikha gimbu bixivi gzelus bechabos. If it would only have said Gzelus v'chabolus, I would have thought that the Mishnah is just using that example because that's the origin of the din of needing three dayonim. Gzelus dichti v'nikrav balabais el ha'elokim, chabolus ma'ali chavo b'gufo, ma'ali chavo b'mamre. I would have thought that's why it says Gzelus v'chabolus, but who are din, the whole din are mominous? That we learn from there that you always need three. Tana mahen dine momonos gzelus bechabolos. So the Tana had no other way of saying it other than in the section of dine momonos that is gzelus bechabolos, there you need three, implying avaloidos b'avos lo. Ulamai, and what is it that you don't need with hodos b'avos? Ilema deloiba inan shlosho. If you want to say that you don't even need three, Ho Marabi Avo Shnaim Shedonu Dine Momnus the Divrei Hakol in Dine Him Din. There's no way that you can paskin without three. So there seems to be, right here, there seems to be a din of needing three. Who the three are, what the qualifications are, that's something else. But there's already a din that you need three, and without three it doesn't work. So if you need three in all cases of Dine Momnus, what is the kula by hodos v'avos? Ela deloibu in and mumkin, that those three don't have to be mumkin. My kasover. So what is the Tana hold? I kasover eruv parshiyus ksiv kosuv kan lebayinami mumkin. If he holds it eruv parshiyus, that you can learn all the whole parsha of Dayonis, you can learn from one another, then mumkin should apply all over. I kasover en eruv parshiyus kosuv kan shloisha lameli. And if he doesn't hold of Erev Parshios, why do you even need three? Explains Rashi, Ikos of Erev Parshios Tzivkan, Dikilamanda, Doma Baha Gozel, Sheha Parshios Aksubus Be'ele HaMishpotim Mu'urbovese, Sheyesh Mikrokosu B'Farshazush Eno Yochalami Bo, Ami Parsha Acheres, who could go in Asher Yom HaKiruze, Yalpina Minei Modi B'Mixas, Atzayne Yeshova, Shekosu B'Shom Echinam, although Modi B'Mixas is written by Shom Echinam, it applies to all cases. Lava shemichin koy. It doesn't apply to shemichin. The shemim mapa pishul hoyde b'mitzvah chayav and yeshova, because they in any case have a chiyuv shua. The do mitzvah satayin apash is in case of talve koy. Really, it applies within case of talve. So all those dinim written in mishpotim apply to one another. The halsim would have been on the do mitzvahs for yilom loyde klum chazokim tanis atover emes loya yochel zelai is pon of megdoy. And there we say that if there's a baldin and he is and he denies the loan altogether, we say he's telling the truth, because one doesn't deny in the face of a bartholomew. But you can't apply the principle of Modi b'miktsas and kofer b'kol to dinei pikodin. Because by pikodin there's no gemilus chasodim. I don't owe the tovea anything. Have a kofer akol, and I could well be kofer akol. The voishvur b'haytana de masnis in isvira le'nami the hayashu yonaki huzeh b'avol mishtoi harinam arelakim b'haykro the mashma mukhe loshin shiror of rabbonus kudim talgimu reinasati elakim lefaro loshin rabbonus v'lebay mukhe. So if you hold there is Erev Parashiyos, then you should need Munchim. And if you say, no, this pasuk is not talking about Halvor, Shloisha Midanim, Bahalvor, or Miklasa Elikim Nachkalan Lekaman, the Elikim Bahalvor Eloiksiv. The whole din of requiring three people is because the word Elikim appears three times. But it doesn't appear Bahalvor, and therefore where would we know it from? Answer the Gemara, lo ilam kosov erev parshiyos. Kosov kan revedinu de riboyin ani mumkin. Right, we hold that there is erev parshiyos. Rabbi Avoh holds that the Mishnah holds that there is erev parshiyos. And midoraisa, you should need three mumkin for all cases. V'hai de lo yiboyin ani mumkin mishum de Rabbi Chanina. And the fact that you don't need mumkin in the case of Edos v'Avos is a kula of Rabbi Chanina. Really, the stringencies that apply to dinei nefoshes should also apply to dinei mominus, including grisha v'chakira. In my time, on the dinei mominus, lo yibayin and grisha v'chakira, kadesh lo yitin odeles bifnei labi. That they were makil with grisha v'chakira by mominus, so that you don't close the door to labi. And in the same way, you don't close the door to Loivim by requiring Shloisha Mumchin, because that would make it difficult for a Baal Chayv to get his, for a Malvi to get his money back. So we make it less stringent. And on Miata Tor Lo Yishalmu, in that case, are you going to say that these Hedyotus, who are not necessarily big Lomdim in Dinei Choshen Mishvet, if they make a mistake in the Psak, they shouldn't have to pay because they're entitled to judge. We're giving them the din of a Beis Din. Says the Rav Nathan, Koshke Natan Lo Yodeles Bifnei Lavi, and that would make it even worse. People wouldn't want to lend money because if the Beis Din, who are Hedyotis, make a mistake, they won't be responsible. So they do have to pay. Yehochi Tati Ktani, in that case, it emerges that they're two separate din in game. Din Emominus Bishloisha, Hedyotis. Bezelis Bechabolis Bishloisha Mumchit. So really, these are two different dinim. That dinim, gzelos the chabolos, we say midoraisi and ishloisha mumchin, and there's no difference midrabonim. That other dinim, omenos, hodos v'avos, the rabonim were making. Void, shloisha, shloisha lamit. And it's clearly so, because it says shloisha three times. Why does it say dinim, omenos, bishloisha, gzelos the chabolos, bishloisha? Ela, on a rova, which brings rova to say, tadik tani. These are two different dinim. There's a din of Gzelus v'chabolus, which requires three mumchin midoraisa. But Hedos v'avos, although midoraisa, you need three mumchin midrabonim, you don't. Yeah, three hedyotis is okay. So, mishum d'rabi chanin, mishum d'rabi, tadiktani mishum d'rabi chanin, rav achabrei d'rav ike omar. So Rav Acha b'Rei d'Rav Ike is the Baal Plutus. So we have two shitas here, the shita of Rava, who we've just learned, and Rav Acha b'Rei d'Rav Ike Omar, midoraisa chad nami kosh. So his mechadish, that midoraisa, one person can judge. Shinema b'tzedek tishboit amisecho. You shall judge your friend b'tzedek, and that's written in the singular, not in the plural. So midoraisa, that one is enough. And amishum yoshvei koronis atu bitlosa. The reason you need three is because you could find one is an amoritz. If it was just one, he might turn out to be an amoritz. Bitlosa miloy abu yoshvei koronis. Could you not find three yoshvei koronis? It's unlikely that you're going to find three random people who want to go into a Beis Din and Dine Mominus, and at least one of them is not gavur. To me, it seems here that the chiddush of Rav Acha Breide, Rav Ike, is that there are two different dinim that we're dealing with. The one is a din of Beis Din, and a Beis Din needs three people. But there's another din of being shofet, and to be shofet, you only need one. So I'm wondering whether there isn't a difference between a dayan and a shofet. A dayan is a person who sits on a Beis Din. A shofet is a person who judges, and a yochid can also judge. And the Torah uses a different word for them. You can take a Hidos Barvos case to one person, and he can be shofet. That's one shofet. The Rabbonin said you need a Beis Din.
You have a lashon of dayanim in the chumash.
No, but you have elokim.
Things of Acha will allow you one. Yeah. It will allow you one shofet. Dayanim
shofet in the shofetim titei nafalat port. I was referring to minu dayanim.
Well, the dayanim are shoftim. Each dayan is also a shofet, but a shofet is not necessarily a dayan. So you've got three shoftim sit on a Beis Din. That now becomes a Beis Din, and they become dayonim in the Lashon HaGemara and in the Lashon HaMishnah. But a shofet could also be a shofet on his own. He's not a dayon. So shofet is a subset of dayonim. If you're a dayon, you're a shofet. But if you're a shofet, you're not necessarily a dayon. Tzedek tishpet amitzet, but you can judge your amit, but as long as you do it with tzedek, you can do it as a yochid.
He's not really a bar plukta of rovers,
then. Why is he not a bar plukta of rovers?
Because he's really just introducing a new concept or extrapolating on the concept.
Well, there's a machloikus says midoraisa, what works? Rovers says midoraisa, you need three. And the
Rovers doesn't deal with a shofet, he only deals with a dayan.
Yeah, he will hold, I think, that the tzedek tishbet amisecho is an instruction to each member of a Beis Din. But according to Rava, the only way you can judge is only a Beis Din has a right to judge. Nobody else has a right to judge. Midoraisa. And even Midrabon. So that, according to Rava, there's always got to be a Beis Din. According to Rav Acha Breide, Rav Ike, Midoraisa, there doesn't have to be a Beis Din. There can be a Yochid, can be Shofet. And the Rabbonin, so according to Rava, the Rabbonin were Mekil, because of the Shavuotin or Geres Bifnei Lavim, and according to Rabbi Chabrei de Ravaka, the Rabbonin were Machmir because of Yoshve Kronos. So the Rabbonin took away this din of Betzedek Tishbet Amisecha, that one person can be a Shofet. Eramiyata Toilo Yishalmut, Toshkend in the Fishi Yoshve Kronos. So says the Gemara, in that case, you want to also say that if we've got these three people now, they don't have to pay if they make a mistake. Says the Gemara, no. If we allowed them not to pay, we would have even more Yoshvei Kronos. The reason, one of the ways we eliminate Yoshvei Kronos is by making them accountable and saying, if you guys get it wrong, you're going to have to pay out of your own pockets. My Ike ben Rova l'Ravacha, Brei d'Ravike. What is the difference between Rova and Ravacha, Brei d'Ravike? What's an afkinin lahalacha? Ike benayod omar Shmuel. Shnayim shedonu dinei emdin, and a shemikru Beis Din kotzi. Shmuel says that if less than three paskin lahalacha, two people paskin lahalacha, it's a Beis Din kotzi, but they're still a Beis Din. The Rova less leid Shmuel, the Rav Acha Breide Rav Ike is leid Shmuel. Rova doesn't hold of Shmuel. Rova holds that there's no way that less than three can ever be an acceptable Beis Din, and their din is not a din. Whereas according to Rav Acha Breide Rav Ike, less than three are based in Kotzer, but since we go Raisa, they are okay, but the Evet, their din is a din. That's the piece of Gemara.
Right.
Then we have the Tosfos, the bottom of Beis and a Beis. If you hold it as Erev Pashiyos, then not only do you need three, but the three should be Mumchim. Says Tosfos Tema, the Mashma Hacha de Mema'atinan Hedyotis Midichtiv Elokim. In this sugya, it seems the reason that an Hedyot shouldn't be able to be a Dayan is because of the use of the word Elokim. The Perek HaMagarit Remaitlu Midichtiv Lifneihem Veloi Lifnei Achim. If you have to put your cases lifnei hem, that's talking about dayanim mumchim. Yesh lema al zistos v'stahotim ma'atinim lifnei hem mishum lifnei hem koi a elokim dehochem. But it already assumes, the Gemara in Gittin already assumes that we know the elokim of here, and when it says lifnei hem, it's talking about in front of those dayanim, which are talked about in Parashat Shoftim, which is elokim, which is mumchim. Those are the dayonim that have to deal with these cases. And Rashi says it's talking about the Sanhedrin. That was a case there where Abaya found Rav Yosef imposing gittin on people. So that's a din of kfiya, of enforcement. We can't enforce, we're hedyotis. The fact of elokim in this sugya, in this parasha, is talking about any case of din, not of kfiya. Or the mashmali mili de oshu medifnehem, yishum te dashin lekan, mashir tosim, So it's interesting, Tosfos makes a chiluk between a Beis Din that has the right to be kofer, a Beis Din that can compel, and a Beis Din that can make a decision but cannot compel. And that what we need mumkin for is to be mumkin is to be able to compel. We had yotis can paskin, but they can't compel. Is what Tosfos wants to say. So if we link that in to what we were saying earlier, it's possible that a din based in is in order to be able to enforce. That shofet is not enforcement. The shofet is judgment. You can make a decision. A tells you a story and B tells you a story, and you can judge which is the one you believe. But to enforce payment of one to another, that you need a based in for. You need an institution for that. That a yochid can't do. So there may be some of that also in the difference between a Beis Din and a Shofet.
What does Elokim mean between Tosfos here?
What does the word Elokim mean?
Josh. Oh, because he's saying that coming out saying the Din of Mumchim is really only relevant where you are doing a kfiya, and that's el mishpatim shetasim lifneihem, lo lifnei hedyotos le'inyan kfiya, as opposed to the drasha where it talks about elokim prat lehedyotos. So that's also mumchim, no?
What would you be saying about our sugi here, where it says if we hold it as Erev Pashiyos, then you shouldn't need mumchim because it says Elokim? So is that what you're asking? What does Tosfos learn? What does that mean?
His question is why are there two miyutim to learn mumchim hedyotis? First, he tries to sort of say it's all one. Then with Rashi. Rashi Shatz, he's saying that there's actually a difference. Elam Mishpatim is talking about Mumchim who can done a din of Kfiya. And then he says, Hedyotis can do Dine Ba'alma. But how does that answer, how does that explain the miyut of Hedyotis by Elokim?
Well, so that's the way the Gemara is. Concludes here. So then we would have to say the havamin of the Gemara, when the Gemara says, do we have Erev Pashiyos? If we have Erev Pashiyos, we should need mumchim even where there's no kfiya? Because this should apply to all cases. So, and he concludes, enachinami, mi'ikir hadin, you need mumchim even where there's no kfir, but the Rabbonin allowed hedyotis in the case of Hegel's Vavos. So the question, I suppose, we've got to look at also is, so according to that, do the Rabbonin, according to the Rabbonin, can they be kofer in Hegel's Vavos? When the Rabbonin allowed hedyotis, is that... When the Rabbonin allow hedyotis, is that for kfir or just for shofar? The kfir is for kfir.
The kfir is tosfos. If they are non-mumchen, they could not be kfir.
Well, midoraisa, that's in the havimim, lebayanami mumchen. You should need mumchen in Odos Vavos as well. Answers the Gemara, but midrabbonin you don't. So midrabbonin you don't need mumchen. Surely that's also for kfir. Otherwise, what would the Rabbon and Mechadish? So, and if we just go through our sugya, how do we learn it according to this? Well, my Rabbi Abu Shneishu didn't even want to see that quote again. Rajalo benin mumchi, my kasover, e kasover, eruv parshiyus kosov kan, lebayin ami mumchi. If there's eruv parshiyus, you should need mumchin. Tosfos' question is, so what do you need the additional pasuk for? So I think what Tosfos is saying, if we only had the three Elohim, we wouldn't know that you can be kofer. So kamz asher tosim diflem to teach you that three mumchin can be kofer as well. That's why you need both psukim. Now that you know three mumchin can be kofer, you should need three mumchin here if you hold Erev Parshiyos. Answers the Gemara, enachinami. Midoraisa, you should need three mumchin to be kofer and odos vavod. That because of shilotinal deris bitnei lavin, even three hedyotis can be kofer. Because we're giving midrabon and we're giving three hedyotis a din beis din.
That's the heter shilotinal. It drops from mumcha to hedyot.
But it's still a din beis din, and therefore you can be kofer.
Saying that generally, we're not saying this in Tosfos.
We're saying that in Tosfos, that's...
Because in Tosfos, it sounds like the kfir, even by Adas Valvos, wouldn't work, because he has to deal with the Gemara and Gittin.
No, but that's the din de Rabbonin. En Achanami Midoraisa, based on the Gemara and Gittin, three people who are not mumchin could not be kofir, came the Chachomim, and they were mekil, because of the Shilatino Delis Bifnei Lavin. And they allow even three hedyotis to act as a full beis din. What can a full beis din do? They can be kofer. So you're right, midoraisa, we would have to worry about the Gemara and Gittin. But midrabbonin, the Rabbonin gave three hedyotis the power of three mumchin in dinei hedos valvos.
So the maaseh with Rav Yosef is not dealing with the case of hedos valvos, is that the deal?
No, that's dealing with a get, with a proper get there.
Yeah, I just didn't see from the Lashon of Tosfos that he was limiting it to Gittin.
No, there it isn't limited to Gittin. The Chiddush of the Gemara here is, it's Midoraisa, it's not limited to Gittin. Midoraisa, the only people who can be kofer are Mumchin. It's only Midrabbonin, because of the din of Rabbi Chanina, that by Hedos Vavos we make it.
Yeah, I was just pointing in the very last line of Tosfos, doesn't seem like he limits it in any way. He doesn't come back to us again and say, but all das and vos and all vos is kfir's mutter by hedyotis. He doesn't seem to make that last connection back to us again.
Yeah, because the Gemara is mefurish. He doesn't have to do that. The Gemara is mefurish. The only question is in the Havamim. In the Havamim, it seems the reason you should need mumchim is because of Elohim. What about the Gemara and Gittin? Answers to this. Without the Gemara and Gittin, we wouldn't have known that you can be kosher. Now with the Gemara and Gittin, we know that you need three mumchin to be kofer. So midoraisa, you will always need three mumchin to be kofer. What about Hedos Vavos? Why does the Mishnah say that by Hedos Vavos you can have three hedyotis? That's because of the din of Rabbi Chanina. So Tosfos doesn't get into that, because that's Mefurish in the Gemara. That's not what Tosfos is worried about.
Rabbi Yosef himself says, midi dehava Hedos Vavos, the same outcome as the Hedos Vavos, but it's a different reason there. The reason in Hedos Vavos is that Heter, or Shalai Tinal.
Right.
But from this Tosfos, we now have a law that kviya in any mitzvah and anywhere requires mumcha.
Requires a full beis din.
Yeah.
And the only time that we loosen that requirement is hodos v'avos.
We had a loosening there. What else? And we also have the shluch side of the kamayis at times.
And at times we have shluch side of the kamayis.
But we no longer, we are hedyotis and we can still, yeah. And be kaifa nowadays as well, right? With hedyotis.
Right.
Okay.
In those cases, we have shluch side of the applies.
But so the when the Rafashim talk about what the Gemara says, that it says Eloi came three times, if you learn three, you need to be mumchim for a beis din. So clearly Rabach and Shmuel don't learn that drasha.
One's enough.
Yeah, they hold that it's no Erev Pashiyas. They don't hold Erev Pashiyas.
Right.
Agreed, but it still says it three times.
Yes, but three different times not connected with one another. You don't throw them all into the same package.
I see.
I think Rashi said that they don't hold. They have Pashiyas.
Once you say there's no air of Pashiyas, you don't connect. I'm not concerned by the three.
I think it was Rashi that said, I can't see it right now, that Rav Acha ben Rav Ika doesn't hold Erev Pashiyas. Let's look at the Rosh. So let's start with the Rosh in Siman Aleph. The Rosh is a little bit strange.
Take your charger.
So the Rosh says, "Mefarish Rove b'Gemara, Dino Mamanes b'Shloisha Hedyotis, Zelos b'Chabalos b'Shloisha Mumchim." That's what the Rosh says. With the Dino Da'afilu b'Dino Mamanes Boy Shloisha Mumchim. Erev Pashiyas, because of Kain, really, we should need Shlosha Mumchim by Dine Momenus as well. Have you got the Rosh there?
There we are.
Uvedinu, Dafi, Uvedinu, Momenus, Boy, Shlosha Mumchim, Erev Pashiyas, because of Kain. Uvedizelus, Vechabolus, Ksivi, Tzeloso, Elohim. Elo, Mishum, De Rabbi Chanina, De Omer Rabbi Chanina, De Bartere, De Echod, Dine Momenus, De Echod, Dine Mufesh, Petush, Bechakir, Shunei, Ma, Mishpah, Echod. My time, the Dinamos Libo, the Shabak, you should attend and delete the Lavin. My time, and Nami Omar, the Libo in a Munki. So we can have three, they don't have to be Munki. And then the rest of the Rosh we did a long time ago, earlier. But if we now go down to the Rav Achabre, the Rav Ike, about 10 lines from the bottom of the Simon. The Rav Achabre, the Rav Ike, Omar, Midoraisa, Chad Nami Kosh. Dichtiv Betzeri Tishbet Amisev. Afakav the Omar, Erev Pashiyas, Kosov Kan, Ashmin, and High Crow, the Betzelik Tishbet, the Lina, and Adarionim, Loinis Arvun, Bafilu Yochid Hedyut Yotholodu. So the Rosh learns that he also agrees with Erev Pashiyas, but the Posuk of Betzelik Tishbet Amisecho says that Erev Pashiyas doesn't apply the Inyan Hadayonim. All the other Dinim, but not about Dayonim. But does not say posel by Yom Hashizel for the Kigmon or Tokimina, Mishani Barachos Shibasuria for the Shrashi Shigosh for Kronos. There were Achos Shibasuria were appointed as community judges, but many of them were Amaratzim. And that's what that Sugi is talking about. So there you have to bring a raya that he's an Amaratz, that's because they're appointed as Achos. But normally what the Rosh is Medayek from there is that you need at least one person who is a shofet, who is a mumche, not a mumche in terms of smicha, but somebody who knows halacha, who's a lamdan, because he is mekayim the posuk of the tzedek tishpo et amisecho, he at least knows the dinim. And you don't need the other two except just for to make sure that among them we at least have one. But it's really one who's making the din. It's almost not a din of a beis din. It's really we need one. But the chances of finding one, if you only take one, is not so high. But if you take three, then you'll end up at least having one. But what you're looking for is the one. So that's a pointed up, Achabrei de Ravika, it's really the one person who's making the deal. The other two are just to increase the statistical chances of there being one that's qualified. Whereas according to Rava, you need three. You need a din based deal. And the Rif so what's difficult about the Rosh is that he brings Rova and he brings Rav Achabrei Rav Ike, and he's not Makriya. And I think the Rif is different. So the Rif brings So the Rif only brings Rava. The Rif only brings Rava, which makes the Rambam very difficult. So let's have a look at the Rambam. So you don't have it in front of you, so I'll read you the Rambam. So there are two interesting Rambams. The one is in Perek Aleph, where the Rambam says in Halacha Dalit, a very interesting din in Halacha Dalit. Ir she'ein bo mea ve'esrim ma'amidin bo shloisha dayanim, she'ein based in pochus mishloisha. In every town, even if it's less than 120 people, you have to make a based in of three. She'ein based in pochus mishloisha, says the Rambam. There is no such thing as a based in less than three. Why? So that you can go after Rabin. After Rabin Lahato, this is a din in Beisdin. So it's not a Beisdin if you can't have a Yachid V'Rabin. And the minimum requirement for a Yachid V'Rabin is three. Therefore, the Rambam is Mechadish, that there's no such thing as a Beisdin less than three. That's one of the places that I got the idea that maybe Betzedek Tishpoet Amisecho, according to Rav Achabrei de Ravika, Rav Achabrei de Ravika is not a jinn in Beis Din, because the Rambam certainly holds, and maybe he's chaylik, because let's see, but the Rambam certainly holds there's no such thing as a Beis Din less than three. And in any case where one person is allowed to be done, that's not midine Beis Din, there's something else at play. Because a Beis Din, you need a potential for a rov. And then in Perek Beis, Halacha Yud, Afal Pi She'en Beis Din Pachos Mishleisha. There he says, even though I've already said that there's no such thing as a Beis Din Pachos Mishleisha, Mutzel Le'echod Lodun Min HaTorah, Shenei Mar Betzedek Tishpoet Amisecho. So how do you reconcile that? The Rambam is just that there's no Beis Din less than three, but even Midoraisa, one can judge. So clearly that's not a Beis Din. So clearly that's the Betzedek Tishpit Amisecho is not Dinei Beis Din. That's something different. Umidivrei Sofrin Ad Shiyush Lo Yishor. But the Chachomim said, no, you always need Beis Din. Even though Midoraisa you don't always need a Beis Din, one can judge, the Chachomim said you always need three. So how does it seem to be paskening? Like Rav, is that right? No, like Rav Acha Bered Ravike. Yeah, he's paskening like Rav Acha Bered Ravike, which is against the Rif, which is incredibly unusual. I noticed in the Rif that the piece quoting Rav Acha Bered Ravike was in brackets, so there are some Girsos that don't have that. V'shnayim she'donu ein dineihem din. And then he throws in, v'shnayim she'donu ein dineihem din, which seems to be like who? That seems to be like Rava. So all the before Shemot, there seems to be a stereo in the Rambam. How does he reconcile paskening like Ravacha b'reid Rav Ike, and then paskening against Shmuel?
But you're saying it's not a question anymore.
Why?
Because the one talking about
the Yochid, the one talking about the Beis Din. Yeah, but if you say you don't need a Beis Din, then why does it say Shnayim Shedonu Ein Dinei Din? And B'dieved, the Din should be a Din. Unless you say that was what the Chachomim were misaking. But where did he get that from? But the Chachomim, because the Gemara says, according to Rava, Shnayim Shedonu Ein Dinei Din, but according to Rav Acha Bered Ravike, Shnayim Shedonu Dinei Din, but it's a Beis Din Chotzuf. So if you're paskening the Chayre, if you're paskening like Rav Acha Bered Ravike, you should also paskening the Shnayim Shedonu Dineim is a din. But the Rambam doesn't.
Unless it's one and one only. So, if you're in the world of Beis Din, you must have three.
Right.
If you deal with the Shofet, you can only have one. Once you're in two, you're in no man's land.
Oh, you think two is different from one? You think that two is worse than one?
Is it possible that the difference between Beis Din and an individual shofet, we were looking at the Ramban, the first Ramban on Parsha Shoftim, says that he starts out by saying there's no mitzvah to appoint a Beis Din in Chutz La'aretz, the Kol Sharecha, not in Chutz La'aretz. He says, he says if someone is wrong, they should just convene. I would have said a Beis Din to kind of resolve the complaint, but maybe the pshat is there's no Bate Din, but you can have a shofet, you can have an adjudicator or someone who can kind of try to make amends between two agreed parties. And maybe that's the concept.
Yeah, and maybe even according to Ramban, I haven't seen the Rosh and Sam. Maybe he's suggesting you get three. But that's still a Bidin Shofet. Might still say, we want three, so if there's a dispute, we can go by the majority, but it's still Bidin Shofet, not Bidin Beis Din. As I learned the Gemara, I thought of that. Rav Acha Bered Ravike seems to be saying that there are two things, there's Shofet and there's Beis Din. But when I learned the Rambam, it became absolutely clear to me that that's what the Rambam holds. That there is nothing less than three can be a Beis Din. Either Torah says one can done, that's not Beis Din, that's something else. What is that? That shofet. And the Rabbanan said, no, we always need a Beis Din. That's how I understood it. Let's see if it's going to help us in anything going further. Let's look at the two now. So the two says, Ein Beis Din Befokos Mishlosho, that's the Rambam. You got it?
Just getting there. There we are.
Ein Beis Din Befokos Mishlosho. Bechol Shlosho Nikroim Beis Din Afilu Hidyotis. So he's expanding on the Rambam that not only Ein Beis Din Pachos Mishlosh, but any three people are called a Beis Din, even if they're a Het Yotzer. So the Din Beis Din doesn't require Mumchin, it requires three. The Chosav HaRamad, the Dapke de Gemira Dina, the Apagav de Lesiviri, the Yerim Edvorit, the Boi Shlosh Tam Gemira. It seems from the Ramah and Sanhedrin that all three have to be Lamdonim. So this is not that you really only need one, and the reason you've got three is so that at least one of them is a Lamdin. Okay. All three have to be a Lamdin, because the Din is Beis Din. We need a Beis Din to Paschal. So how would he be going, like Rava or like Rav Achaber Ravike? Like Rava. So he would certainly seem to be going like Rava. אבל אדוני אבי ארוס על כוסות בשלוי שאי אפשר דלסבוס חד בגמי, ששומע עוד קורא בספורת, ויודע הלוך, בספורת, בדימי. אבל אם נסבו חד בגמי פסולים לדימי. But the Rosh said, as we were medayik in the Rosh, it seems to be that the Rosh is saying that really you need one. And if you've got, but among the three, you're likely to have one qualified, shofet. But that it's, the reason for three is a statistical reason, not a din in beis din. Because we're not using Beis Din for this, we're using the Shofet. Is how the Rosh. The Machlokes Rosh and Rama seems to be Lichoira Machlokes Rova and Rav Achaberei Ravik. And he holds, the Tur holds, that the Rosh is paskening like Rav Achaberei Ravik, even though he doesn't seem to be Machriya. He brings both of them. He's not Machriya. For some reason, the Rosh seems to hold that the Rosh is paskening like Rav Achaberei Ravike. And you'll notice in the Shulchan Aruch itself, when the Ramor brings this, Di Efshar De Lesbul Chad De Yodea Sforos Bedinin Aval I Lesbul Chad De Yodea Psuli Ladun. In the brackets, he says Tur B'Shem Oviv Harosh Rei Sanhedrin. He doesn't say the Rosh, he says the Tur B'Shem HaRosh. Which is also interesting. Why doesn't he just say the Rosh? That's what the Rosh says. Because from the Rosh, it's not clear who he paskins like. This, that the Rosh paskins like Rav Achaberei Ravike, and in principle sees this working as a din, as a matter of Shofet, rather as a matter of Dayonim, of Beis Din, that's the Tur's Chiddush. We're not sure of that in the Rosh. And so the Ramor adds in those brackets that the source for that halacha is the Tur, not the Tur in the Rosh, not the Rosh himself. Let's look at the Beis Yosef. Then Beis Din B'Fachos B'Shloshe, V'Chol Shlosh Nikura Beis Din Akhi Be'ed Yotis, that's from Reish Tan Hedin, Tzunan Dinim Amas B'Shloshe, Gizadet B'Chabos B'Shloshe, M'Farish Be'ed Gemara, Dinim Amanis B'Shloshe Ed Yotis, Gizadet B'Chabos B'Shloshe Mimchim, the din with the Philippine demons being a social movement, and a condition of Tin and Delis before they love it. The Chos of Haramo and the Rama says that the Dimitri Dini Apopi Deloi Semiki, Avaladini Arosa, cause of the Shlishim should less be had the Mission of the Sporting, with the Sporting Dini, Avalim Lesbu had the Kamepos of the Dini, Beresh Samarin, cause of Candy, Uriam, the Danferic Zebore, Zepersil Dino, the Fort Pig Mora called Kamina, and Mishani Barakul Shipasuria. Can you just passel another person's diet? If we're talking about our poorest basuria, some of those people were Amaratsi. The Filish Rashi showed Yerush Vekronis. The Avagav the Pligi Rabbonon Ale, the Amri Emasai Bisman Shemevi Raya Shem Psuni, you have to bring a Raya, you can't just passel Stamaze. Olavaki Loya, Hainu Dapi Gavi Achosh, and Ismanu Lius Dayonim, that's talking Dapi about Achosh, that's why you've got to bring a Raya. But in a normal case where you just put three people together, there's an assumption that at least one of them will be a Talmid Chacham. Did you learn through the Bach?
We did. A while ago.
So the Bach is important. Would you like to do the Bach inside? The Bach is important.
The Katsos had brought him at the end.
And yeah, the Shach refers to him and the because there's a Machlokes Shach and Sma in the, well, perhaps let's go into that first. Let's look at the Machlokes Shach and Sma in the Shulchan Aruch, and then maybe we'll come back to the Bach. But the Bach is an important Bach. So the Shulchan Aruch said, if you've got the Shulchan Aruch open, Ein Beis Din Pachus Mishloisha. The full Shloisha Nikoran Beis Din Afilu Hedyotis. That's the same as the two. Says the Smal, that Ein Beis Din Pachus Mishloisha, Hanem Midiv Ve'Sofi. Aber Midin HaTorah B'Din E'Momen is B'Chad Sayyid. Okay, because of a Rambam, the Hedyot Beferik Beis the Sanhedrin, the Pachus of Kirav Acha, V'chein Mashma B'Ashri, B'Sofi Kamad the Sanhedrin, that he also, so he, the Sma says it's Mashma from the Rosh, that he also holds like Rav Acha B'Rei de Rav Ike, who deloy k'moshe kosov b'ir shushan ayashem, unlike the ir shushan. So he says the Shulchan Aruch is paskening like the Rambam and the Rosh. And then the Ramo adds the E.F. Shah, the Lesbu Chad, the Yodah, as far as the beginning of the Lesbu Chad, the Yodah, Psili Lodun. And then the Shulchan Aruch goes on to add, Vahim Danim is the Odom Bar Kofi. And they can be Machia, they can be Kofi. And then the Shach brings the Sma, and he goes like the Yishushan. The Fi and Yisdasi Nira Divar Yishushan Lechenim. Do Amir B'Shas Be'Kamatas and Ma'ike Ben Rova LeRav Acha. The Rova Les LeDishmul. The Shnayim Shedonu Dinem Din. The Rav Acha Id LeDishmul. The Kiven the Kaimelan the Loike Shmul. Look at the Kaman receive base. So he has an interesting thing. He brings the next Sif, the Shach. In the very beginning of Sif Bay, as we say, Pachos Mishloisha Ein Dinayim Din. Afilu Loi Tov. Less than three, they cannot be a Din. Enam Ken Kiblum Baal Din. Unless the Baal Din were Mekabo. But to be Machriach, less than three can't do that. So the Shulchan Aruch is clearly paskening, not like Shmuel, and seems to be going like Rova, not like Rav Acha B'Rei de Rav Ike. I've got the Kaimel and Karova, the Midoraisa bin, and Gimel Mumchim, Midachtiv Gimel and Akim. And Oshi Chazal Tiknu de Sagi, Sagi Begimel and Yodesh, Mishim Shalutin and Velas Bifnei Lavi. So he would learn differently to the Sma. This, which the Shulchan Aruch says, Ein Beis Din Pachus Mishloisha, is talking midoraisa, but not midorabonim. The Gamdas Harosh Mukherken. So now he comes and he says, and even the Rosh seems to be holding like Rova, not like Rav Acha B'Rei de Rav Ike. Lefi Mashik Asafti, the whole Posak to Rabbi Avoy. With the loike Shmuel, because the Rosh also doesn't pass him like Shmuel. Ma'ase kosov b'tchilas haperek gam divrei Rav Acha, and the reason that he brings Rav Acha B'Rei de Rav Ike as well as Rava, einu ela lehoyrois deba'inan chad degamir, to teach us that you need at least one who can learn. Ulohoyrois deba'hai lo pligi Rava a Rav Acha, because he holds, the Rosh holds, that is not a machlokes Rava and Rav Acha B'Rei de Rav Ike. So whereas the way we learned in the Turin, in the Sma, the way we've learned up till now is that there's a complete machlokes in worldview between Rova and Rav Acha B'Rei de Rav Ike. That according to Rova, it's Beis Din which is paskening, and the Chachomim said that reduced the qualifications of the Beis Din. Whereas according to Rav Acha B'Rei de Rav Ike, it's a shofet, a yochid who is paskening, and the only reason you need three is for the statistical likelihood of getting a Talmid Chacham on the bench. That you really only need one Talmid Chacham. The Shach is not learning that way. The Shach in the Rosh is learning that they all agree that you only need one. Because that should have been brought as one of the Ikebenayus. Why did they not bring an Ikebenayus to whether you need only one or you need three Tamidei Chachamim? Now the Bach answers that a different way. But the Shach wants to say, so you see from there, that's not in Machlokes. That's how the Rosh learns it. The Rosh learns that since the Gemara asks, what's the Nafka Mina, and doesn't say that according to Rava you need three Tamidei Chachamim, and according to Rav Acha Bar Avicha you only need one, but that is not in Machlokes, and that Rava agrees that you only need one who's a Tamid Chachamim. Ken Niruli Lidas HaRosh V'Dolot Ka'asmar V'es Kodesh M'Dati. And I'm chelik with a smile in the back of me.
How do you reconcile Rava and Rav Acha?
Well, you reconcile them only in as much as in that din, the din of the Rosh, that you only need one Talmid Chacham. So they would say, it's difficult. I find the Shach difficult conceptually, because the way we learned it is very clear. The reason you only need one according to Rav Acha Bar Avicha is because the real koyach is from Betzedek Tishbet Amisecha. The real koach is the koach of a shofet. And the only reason you have three is not because of Dine Beis Din, it's because of statistical chances. Okay. Whereas according to Rava, you need a Beis Din. The Rosh would say, no, according to Rava, yes, you need a Beis Din according to Rava, but a Beis Din doesn't have to be three mumchin according to Rabbonin. But Rabbonin made it easier and said, not only doesn't have to be three mumchin, it doesn't even have to be three Talmidei Chachamim. As long as you've got one as a Talmid Chacham, it has a din, three people have a din Beis Din, even if they're not Talmidei Chachamim. So that would be the difference in worldview according to the Rosh. According to the Rosh, a Beis Din needs three people who know what they're talking about, three qualified people. That's what a Beis Din is, according to the way we learned the Rosh. That according to Rav Acha Bar Rav Ika, a Beis Din has to be three qualified people. The reason we can use three ordinary people is because at least one of them is qualified and we're using Betzedek Tishbet Amisecha. Whereas according to Rava, you need a Beis Din needs to be three Talmidei Chacham. The way the Shach is learning is no. A Beis Din needs three people. It doesn't matter who they are. Just three kosher people is a Beis Din. They might not be a very good Beis Din. They might not know what they're talking about. And therefore, they might have to pay out of their own pockets if they make a mistake. But they are a Beis Din. And all you need is one person who knows what he's talking about. All three don't have to know what they're talking about. So that would be the Machlokes, Rava and Rav Acha Bar Rav Ika, according to the Rosh, according to the Shach. So we have a Machlokes in the Rosh between the Shach and the Sma and the Bach. As to how to understand the Rosh. The Chenkos of Oida Rosh Lehedyed Alokhik Rabbi Avon, Mide Kaimelam, Mide Avay, Mide Rav Elach, Alokhik Gevasroi. From Abai and Rava onwards, the halacha is like the Basroi. If I mean a big mother, the Rava lama let lay the Shmuel. Ad kan le shmuel. And we say, Rava doesn't hold of Shmuel. Maybe this Yosef and Mikan gan can push a gedor al asma, the vachad da'at harosh. So I don't understand the sma and the back. The zem beduktak bedaat say, Yeshushan, the lakam and sifes, kas bikim yu kaya finim, tukim yu gimel, the gimel aloikim, the fichach pokus, the gimel en din en din, vahin a mamash, kifi sukis ashash shizachat. So that's how the Shach holds it. The other Rabba ala Rambam koshil. My only problem is the Rambam. I understand the Rosh. But the Rambam is the problem. Kivan de posok de pochus me gimel en din em din. He kosok ki divre ravacha ho amrinan b'shas to ravacha ite de shmur ve ken koshil yel asmai. And then he asks a kasha from Gittin. He says, maybe you can answer the Rambam, but it's not very easy. There's a very beautiful piece in the Shach, I don't know if you saw it. The Shosha Kasavti Devarai Hana, at the beginning of the next page in my version. Have you got that? It's not far from the end of the Sikkot. The Shosha Kasavti Devarai Hana, Loi Hoyo Lepanai Hasefer Kesef Mishnah. Did you see that?
Yes.
So the Shach says, when I wrote what I've just written, I didn't have a Kesef Mishnah. Because I wrote this while I was running away from the pogroms. The Shach had a terrible time. He died very young. And his life was very hard. Very, very hard. And they burned down his home. It was a total mess. How he even came out of it, he, He made a tefillah to the Ribbono Shel Olam while he was in the ruin, dying. And he just said, if I get out of this alive, I think that's when he undertook to write this. And he got out, but he was on the run. Just look at the yeshuv hadas of these people, that he could write this piece of longness that we've just learned while he's on the run without sforim. And then he goes back later on and he discovers the Kesef Mishnah. And he revises his earlier draft. When you see that, you realize how careful you have to be to disagree with any of them or to have a question, just to see the level of mastery and the tzukis and the mesiras nefesh. So I see what the Kesef Mishnah says. He notices the question. He brings the Rashba, but I don't think that they really help a whole lot. The Rambam remains difficult. So that's how he leaves it. So now let's just start a crack at the tzos, although we won't be able to get that far in it, but let's at least start in it. So on Aiden based in Pachos Mishloisha Zeh Loshon HaRambam. So the tzos goes straight into the Rambam. So it bears Melech HaSanhedrin. And he asks from a chovel and a megarish, mashmed afilu b'dinei momenes ba'in and tzlosu mumchim min ha-Torah. So his kasha on the Rambam is from the Gemaras. Quite apart from the Stira and the Rambam and all of that, from the Gemaras itself is a problem. Because it says that even by Yodos Va'avos we're doing Shlichusay the Kamei Kavdina. Implying that without Shlichusay Kavdina there is no other way to be done. So clearly that even in Yodos Va'avos we need Shloisha Mumchim Midoraisa. And it's only because of Shlichusay Kavdin.
We were just looking at the Torah again today, and the Lashon Midi Dehava of Hadas Valos. He's interpreting it to mean that Hadas Valos also use the mechanism of Shlichusay.
Yes.
But it was much a little bit from Rashi that they were saying that. In other words, they're saying. Like the case of the Tur de Alis Yanuka, whatever it says over there, that the mechanism of Shlotin Odelis, for those of us, the mechanism of Shlotin Odelis, and the outcome is therefore you can have Hediotis. And then for the din over here, is also we can use Hediotis, but our mechanism is Shlotin Odelis. But not that.
Wasn't parallel.
Not that those of us work through the mechanism of Shlotin. They work to make them short till Dallas, much rushy.
Interesting. That would be more aligned with our sugya. That would be more aligned with Rove.
Right. Whenever it says the same as Hodos Vavois, it doesn't mean the Shlichusay
Mechamai. Does Rashi actually say that? Is this in Pei Dalet Amud Beis?
In Gittin?
Is this in Bavakama? Is this in Bavakama?
Yeah, in
Achoyvel.
It's in
Achoyvel.
And
Amagash,
the same thing.
In Pei Dalet Amud Beis in
Achoyvel. You see over here, he is saying, Omer Shom Gabi Odos Vavos Dan Hashuch Sadek Mekodin.
So he says, Rashi says, not because of the Shlichusay Kavdinim. And why can't it be that both? I'm not even saying that the Tzeis either. Why can't the Rabbonin say, Shelo Tinodelis Bifnei Lavin, therefore we're in Shlichus Arik Avdin. That the reason we go on to Shlichus Arik Avdin is Shaloi Tino Deres. That's why it's not like Knas. Like Knas, we don't have Shlichus Arik Avdin. We just can't do it. But if we said you can't do it here as well, then Tino Deres Bifnei Lavin. So Kedei Shaloi Tino Deres Bifnei Lavin, we apply Shlichus Arik Avdin.
But we had, the question is referencing some of the Katzos earlier, the sugars that Avil Zamar Shah was talking about, whether this was applicable in the time of the Mishnah as well. In other words, Shlichus HaKavdin, an Indian of Golos, wants people into Babel, so now we have Shlichus to allow the Dayanim in Babel to act. But Bizman the Mishnah, you only had Shloti Nodelis. Shlichus HaYah was invented later on to allow the Chachmei Babel to do what they knew. Because, and I thought, if I remember correctly, we had two different sugyas implied two different approaches. The one in Sanhedrin was all about Shloti Nodelis. The Shlichus wasn't applicable there. You didn't need that.
In Eretz Israel,
in order to keep certain communities, capital markets liquid, so we have Shilotin Odelis. But you didn't need Shlichus to implement that, right?
So simply, did they have to do that? What was the mechanism? This was the reason Shilotin Odelis, because it was a concern. But yeah. What was the power that they had change?
They always go hand in hand.
I don't know. This is the first
I'm suggesting that you can't do it without Shlichus HaYah Avdin. And if you say Midoraisa, you need three mumchim, then you can't do it with Shlichus HaYah Avdin. And the question is, when do we apply Shlichus HaYah Avdin and when don't we? There has to be a reason to apply. So Bahodos Balvos, the reason is Shilotin Odelis Bifnei Lavin. And that's what Rashi's saying.
Yeah. Okay.
That's how the Ktos would seem to be understanding it.
Oh, he spells it out, yeah.
Yeah.
We could not find that run.
Really? In his in the Chidush HaRan, you looked in the Chidush HaRan.
No.
Not on the roof.
It's
not the run on the roof. It's the run in Chidush. The Chidush HaRan, the run on Shas. So my Tosef Kohen actually brings the Dibur HaMaskil is it's on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, and it's Dibur HaMaskil Le'inyan Halacha.
Yes, I have that
in
as well.
But that's in the run on Chidushim on Shas. Chosh v'leraya mehatsugi d'perek choy v'lepa megarish v'shak hikshu ala Rambam b'sugi hanal v'chosef shelo yigishu b'zeh arashbo v'akesef mishne v'alech v'mishne aval loy ne'era me'inehim dover. That's not true that they didn't notice it. The cross of the Kesef Mishnah in Perik Hey. It's true you don't see it in the Kesef Mishnah in Perik Beis, but if you look at the Kesef Mishnah in Perik Hey, he asks this very question. Why do you have to even say Shlichusayu the Kamoy Kavdin? If Midoraisa, you need three.
Yeah, why do we even need? That's where we said.
If Minatoira, one is enough. Why do you have to come onto Shlichus HaYah Avdin?
Which meant you could do it without.
Hopefully, Babel could just do their thing.
Right, which is the Kesef Mishnah's Kash in Perik Hay. And he wants to be.
That's right.
He wants to be Meyashev using the Tosfos.
Yeah, the
chiluk. The chiluk between kfiya and non-kfiya. V'nir liyashu rufi ma'ashim b'vuram b'divrei tezvus da'afilu ne'ema diminatura b'chad sagi ilodim. This din that of b'tzedek tishbrit amisecho, that is just to make a judgment, to make a decision. Aval akopanim b'dine kfiya v'adai tzorek mimkin. That you need a beis din to be kofet. The בפרק המרגש, מהרום הדפקות לפניהם ולא פרגד, שקרים עוד עושה ממית מלפניהם בשום דלפניהם קוי הירקים בהוקו, ולבגיצים פירושה של קוי השירים הזקנים, שאול ללמוד להר שאין סן הדרין, ודיר ולפרש, ובגיצים ידם מילי דקפיה, אירי דאחי, מייסו לדבר, שתכו רב יוסף, דקו יוסף וקונסי הגיצים, עומר לב רעונה נגיד זרון, אבל הרקים לב המילי דאישוי מיירי, אלו בדין באלמו, והוא דמשמע למילי דאישוי מלפניהם, משום דדאשים לכמה שרתוסי כבן, וכל דין המשל ובסך. מבוא מדיוון דמהידה הדין יוכליוס על פי יוכית, הדיות, אבל לא כוב ודאי באינן מומחים משום דה שרצוסים לפניהם. אלו כלי הדיונים, כוי על שירים זקנים, ולהכי שם ברוב דדיאס לפרב יוסף כמה שהגיתים, באלו שכויפין אויסו להציא, ואשכך הבאי ואומר לו, ואונה צניה לפניהם ולא לפני הדיוטס, והאין לדה אין ביודנו לא כוף אויסו לקיים. אשר מוצא לא לב. ולא אשר תוסים אלו כלי הדיונים באינן מומחים. ואומר לרב יוסף, אנן שליחו סייר דקמאי כועדינם מידי דבי ידוס ועבויז. So רב יוסף's answer is, שליחו סייר כועדינם gives us the right even to be כופת. You're right that we don't need שליחו סייר כועדינם to be שופת. But to be כופת we do. And all of this is going like Rava or like Rav Acha Bered Rav Ika? Who are we going by so far? Mitzvot? Or doesn't it make a difference?
Right now, it's all of Fi Rava dealing with the Beis Din, aren't we?
So we're saying the Fi Rava, it's right that they reduced it and said you don't need Mumchim, you do need three, they don't have to be Mumchim. And the Chiddush is, and we're usually Chusayu Kav Dinan as the mechanism. And the reason we need Shlichus Sayyid Kav Dinan is to enable us to be kofer. So, Oran, that answers a little bit what was worrying you in the Tosfos. So, if we've got the Gemara in Gittin, how can we be kofer if we've got Shlosha Hedyotis? So, the answer is that we use the mechanism of Shlichus Sayyid Kav Dinan to be kofer, and that's what the Rabbanan were mechadish for Hedos Varavos.
How do we know maybe Rabbi Yosef just sit long?
Maybe Rav Yosef is what?
Sitting alone, and he's one shofet here.
Because the Ksos is suggesting that a shofet can't be kofet. For kriya, you need a Beis Din. Kriya is a din in Beis Din. A shofet can judge.
So the mumchen means, if I say I need mumchen to be kofet, that means I need a Beis Din to be kofet.
Right.
Right, you were saying mumchen and Beis Din are connected.
Yes.
Whenever you use the word mumchen, you're talking three.
Mumchen is a din in Beis Din. You're talking three. Well, you'll see further on that there are times when a yochid mumche can act as a Beis Din. But that's still Beis Din. So you're right. Mumche is a din in Beis Din. Mumche is not a din in shofet. Shofet, it's just got to be tzedek. You've got to know what you're doing so that you make sure that it's tzedek. You know, it's a little bit like in secular law, the difference between an arbitration and going to court. What would be interesting is once a shofet has made a finding, could they go to a Beis Din for enforcement of that finding, or would the Beis Din have to listen to it again? And I would think, I haven't seen my lot on this at all, but I would think, if, based on what we're saying, that a Beis Din could enforce what the shofet judged. They wouldn't have to hear the whole thing again. Because
never, isn't the Rama say that?
Did the Rama actually say that?
That's
Likhora the same, isn't it?
Yeah.
Although that sounds like he wouldn't be making a din, he wouldn't be making a decision.
Right.
Okay, so let's stop it. And next week I'm in South Africa, but I think it'll be okay. I think I'll be able to learn.
Okay.
And then we'll move on to this whole thing of Shibud Dorais and Shibud Rabon. And have you done that? The next piece of Exos?
No, not yet.
So we'll try and work on that a little bit and get some clarity.
Okay. Same time, is it?
The time should be fine, so that will work out to 6:30, I think, South African time. Yeah. And that should be fun.
Okay. Good.
Okay. Thanks a lot. Thank you. Nice to see you again.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.